Just a couple of very quick announcements. First of all, again, welcome to the Reverend Canon Bradley Lennon, who will be with us this month of January while Leonard takes a much-needed respite in a very warm climate. Rajni was saying this morning that India is currently about 41 degrees. So I'm sure Leonard will be enjoying that. In the event that there is any pastoral emergencies during this coming month, please note that arrangements have been made. Just call the office and leave a message, and the message will be passed on, and you'll be contacted if need be. This being the first week of the month, do we have any birthdays for anyone? We do have a birthday in attendance, Pratt. Stand up and introduce yourself.
I don't.
It is. What's your name?
Introduce yourself.
Yes, I don't know your name, sir. I'd like to pray for you by name if I could. Ruth. Thank you.
And Jackie too. Oh.
And Michael. Jackie and Michael and Rupert. God our Father, the birth of your Son Jesus Christ brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give thanks to you for Jackie and Michael and Ruth, whose birthdays we celebrate today. May they ever grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And do we have anyone celebrating an anniversary? We did at 8 o'clock. Believe it or not, out of just 12 people, there was an anniversary. Oh, no? Okay. That being said, just to let you know that there are activities that are back up and running. Like ESL is running on Tuesdays, the Proverbs class on Thursday evenings, the Mandarin Bible study, and the Mandarin Fellowship continues again on Saturday evenings. And we need to let you know the annual vestry meeting is going to be February the 25th this year. And the office asks that you get any reports in by Sunday, January 28th, so that Craig can prepare anything. And I believe you have something.
Good morning. I'm just going to give you a quick update about Joan Tiemfuk. She's been in the hospital at Etobicoke General since December the 12th. She fractured her hip when she had an accident on the TTC. We have been successful in arranging a transfer, because it's so far out to Etobicoke General. Anyways, we've been successful in arranging a transfer for her over to the North York Senior Center, which is on the north side of Shepherd, just opposite the hospital. So it's actually on a small court called Buchan Court. She will be transferred there on Tuesday morning, and she's going to be convalescing there probably for another 7 to 9 weeks. So if you have any extra time and you want to do any visiting, I know that I will be arranging visits for people, and she would gladly see any or all of her friends from St. George's here. Thanks. Oh, sorry, that's right. I did notice that there is a card in the back that anyone who hasn't signed it already, please put your signature on it. It's a Get Well Soon card, and it will be delivered to her shortly. Thank you.
And just to remind everyone that, as Leonard had mentioned, we're taking part in the Diocesan Lenten program this year, where you will receive videos, and there is a discussion booklet. If you could let me know starting next week, the booklets are here, and I will make arrangements to make sure that you get one and that we take down your email address so that it can be sent in so that you will receive the videos as they come out. And now our closing hymn is hymn number 158.